This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Vicky Barker. From the International Space Station, back to planet Earth.
Really just a flawless and beautiful descent of Starliner.
Boeing's troubled Starliner spacecraft successfully landed in the New Mexico desert a few hours ago without the two astronauts it was supposed to be taking home. CBS space consultant Bill Harwood says isolating the cause of Starliner's technical issues may never happen.
The service module, the kind of snare drum shaped white structure behind the crew module, that burns up in the atmosphere intentionally. They jettison it and it burns up. And that's the component that had the thrusters and the helium leaks. So they're never going to get a chance to put eyes on that hardware to figure out with 100% certainty what caused these problems in the first place.
The astronauts will be hitching a ride home on a SpaceX craft in February. Officials in New York say they have foiled what could have been a major terror attack timed for the one-year anniversary of the October 7th massacres in Israel. CBS's Nancy Cordes has more on the Pakistani national now in custody.
This suspect allegedly told the undercover officers that he chose New York City because it has, quote, the largest Jewish population in America and, quote, we could easily rack up a lot of Jews. He is charged with one count of attempting to provide support to terrorists.
The White House is demanding an investigation into the killing of an American woman who is protesting against Israeli settlements in the occupied West Bank, a Palestinian territory much larger than the Gaza Strip. CBS's Elizabeth Palmer reports from Israel.
Aysenor Egi was 26 and raised in Seattle. She'd come to Israel to volunteer in the West Bank, which is a war zone. The UN says more than 600 people have been killed here since last October. Ayla Egi had no experience of this kind of violence.
Israel says it is investigating her death. It's the women's final at the U.S. Open tennis tournament in New York later today.
Six-seeded American Jessica Pegula bids for her first Grand Slam title when she takes on second-seeded Belarusian Arina Sabalenka. For Pegula, the game plan is simple.
I have to be aggressive. I have to get her moving, serve smart, and, you know, try and put some pressure on her return or on her serve and, you know, play my game.
Sabalenka is 5-2 lifetime against Pegula, but she's not taking her opponent lightly.
We had a lot of great battles in the past, really difficult, tight matches, and she playing really incredible tennis.
Sabalenka is playing in her second straight U.S. Open final. Erica Herskowitz for CBS News, New York.
The men's single final is tomorrow. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Kitchen's Open on WFHR, a feature within the morning show every Monday at 9. Join me, Melissa Kay, and my guests to learn about food-related topics that will interest and entertain.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Sunshine today, highs in the low 60s. For tonight, mostly cloudy, lows around 43. Mostly sunny and windy for Sunday, a high near 73. Southwest winds gusting over 20 miles per hour. Sunday night, clear 51. Monday, sunshine and 79.
Right now, 40 degrees.
Grown Radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
We'll be right back. the Beer Barrel Polka played by Ted Tyler's Orchestra. Mm-hmm. This is the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show you're tuning into this morning on AM 1320, FM 97.5. I am Tim Hubble, the Polka Guy, keeping you company here, yep, for the next 50 minutes or so. Glad you could join us. Mm-hmm. Don't forget about Sunday. If you couldn't hear it today, you can tune in Sunday at 1 o'clock on Sundays. Right now, we have more music on the way. I just wanted to thank everybody for tuning in. I hope we all had a safe and happy holiday weekend. And I hope you enjoyed the music I had put together for that. Let's switch our attention here to the same band, Ted Tyler, with his version of the Ohio Sunshine Polka. Sunshine Polka. All right, let's spin one here, and it's entitled Good Looking Polka.
Tonight. there, good looking. How do you do? You know, I've been wondering what's cooking between me and you. You know, ever since I saw your lovely face, I dream of you and your embrace.
So let's get together, go out on the town, singing and dancing and smooching around. Hold me, hug me, I want some loving with you.
My Alice Waltz, beautiful tune, huh? I think so, too. Here's Wanda's polka, Stashka Lanka.
Dziewczyna jak łodka, jagody zbiera. swojego domu. Daj zaraz gusiaka, jemu nic nie pomógł. Pojadziesz jak dama, pojadziesz jak dama do swojego domu. Daj zaraz busiaka, niemu nic nie komu.
Tune. That is Stash Galanka, a live recording of his. We have another live recording coming up here with the Six Fat Dutchmen, and they're going to play a little tune here that they actually, what would you say, introduced it.
See how you like this one. It's entitled, What Do They Do in Minnesota?
Six Fat Dutchmen, and what do they do in Minnesota? With that, we're going to take a little break right now on WFHR Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, and Tim Hubbelt will be back with more of your favorite tunes right after these messages.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hey, we now call on Stu Phillips to do a beautiful song here, Have I Told You Lately?
Have I told you lately that I love you? Could I tell you once again somehow? Have I told with all my heart and soul how I adore you? Well, darling, I'm telling you now. This heart would break in two if you refuse me. I'm no good without you anyhow. Have I told you lately that I love you? Well, darling, I'm telling you now. Have I told you lately when I'm sleeping? Every dream I dream is you somehow. Have I told you how I'd like to share my life and love forever? Well, darling, I'm telling you now. This heart would break in two if you refuse me. I'm no good without you anyhow. Have I said I dread each night alone when you're not with me? Well, darling, I'm telling you now. The news is out all over town that you've been seen running round. I know that I should leave, but then I just can't go. You win again. This heart of mine could never see what everybody knew but me. Just trusting you was my one great sin. I just can't go. You win again. Oh, please release me. Let me go. anymore to live together is a sin. Release me and let me love again. I have found a new love, dear, and I long to have her near. Her lips are warm while yours are cold. Release me, and darling, let me go. Please release me, let me go. I don't love you anymore. To live together is a sin. Release me and let me love again. Release me and let me love again.
Hey, Stu Phillips, huh? Beautiful tune. Yeah, I like that medley. He does another nice one here. The title of the album is called Blue Canadian Rockies, and that's the actual name of the album, and we'll play that right now real quick, okay?
In the blue Canadian Rockies, spring is sighing through the trees, and the golden poppies are blooming round the banks of Lake Louise. Across the sea they called me, now I'm lonesome and so blue. For the blue Canadian Rockies and the one I love so true. Oh, how my lonely heart is aching tonight for the girl I'd love to see. Oh, how I wish that I could be there tonight with a sweetheart who's waiting for me. In the blue Canadian Rockies, spring is sighing through the trees, and the golden poppies are blooming round the banks of Lake Louise. Across the sea they called me, now I'm lonesome and so blue. For the blue Canadian Rockies and the one I and the one I love so true.
Stu Phillips for you there. We're going to turn our attention now to Squeezebox, Molly B., Ted Lang's band right now, and a tune called I've Got a Polish Boyfriend. Oop, what happened here? There we go.
Nie znajdą
That's the Bruce Bradley Band with a number called the Modern Waltz Medley. And with that, we're going to take a little station break here at the Polka Place, WFHR, AM 1320, FM 97.5. You betcha, Civic Media is right here with us. So stick around, lots more good tunes on the way.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids' home of Nightlight with Peach Schwabba.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief, home again.
Touchdown. Starliner is back on Earth. That landing coming at 11:01 and 35 seconds Central Time.
But the problem-plagued Boeing craft landed without the two astronauts it was meant to be carrying from the International Space Station. They're stuck there till February. The White House wants to know how an American woman came to be shot dead while protesting Israeli settlements on the disputed West Bank.
An ambulance carrying Ayla Agee's body left the West Bank for the journey home, less than a week after she'd arrived.
CBS's Elizabeth Palmer reporting. At the U.S. Open today,
six-seeded American Jessica Pegula bids for her first Grand Slam title when she takes on second-seeded Belarusian Arina Sabalenka. For Pegula, the game plan is simple.
I have to be aggressive. I have to get her moving, serve smart, and, you know, try and put some pressure on her return or on her serve.
CBS's Erica Herskowitz reporting. CBS News Brief, I'm Vicki Barker.
I carry hope.
I carry hope because I carry Naloxone, and you can too. Naloxone is an easy-to-use medication that can safely reverse an opioid overdose, and it's available across Wisconsin without a prescription.
So join us and be a source of hope in your community. Find Naloxone near you at doseofrealitywi.gov. Brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services and the Wisconsin Department of Justice.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Sunshine today, highs in the low 60s. For tonight, mostly cloudy, lows around 43. Mostly sunny and windy for Sunday, a high near 73. Southwest winds gusting over 20 miles per hour. Sunday night, clear 51. Monday, sunshine and 79.
Currently, 42 degrees.
Join James and Southwood County Humane Society for Pet of the Week on Thursdays at 9 a.m. Stay up to date on needs, events, and available pets. Over 100 pets have been adopted thanks to area sponsors. To learn how to help, call Ashley at 715-496-0710.
Join our advertising family on WFHR and WIRI and see how radio can help improve awareness, revenue, and staffing for your business. I'm Ashley, and it's my mission to help our area businesses thrive. Call me today, 715-496-0710.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights. Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Here's Bobby Vinton with a tune from his polka album called Polka Memories. Medley of tunes for you.
You'll always be my girl, each hour, minute of the day. You'll always be my pearl, summer, winter, spring or fall. You'll always be my girl, because I love you most of all. For to me, you'll always be a great big pretty polka doll.
Yeah.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. The first highly anticipated debate between Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump is Tuesday night, September 10th.
Listen here as the presidential candidates address issues important to you.
It's not sustainable. It's not affordable by any country.
I know what we are fighting for. We're not fighting against something. We're fighting for.
Special coverage with detailed insights starts at 7:30 p.m.
Then listen to the ABC presidential debate live at 8, Tuesday, September 10th on your local civic media radio station.
Dynamite! Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Matt Nair on air.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Well, so quickly our time has gone by here at the Polka Place. We have Bob Timko in the band with the Bubble Bounce Polka taking us out. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in here to Tim the Polka Guy and the rest of the staff here. Have yourself a great day. We'll be doing this again on Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock. Same program. And I want to thank everyone for checking out our sponsors. Have yourself a great week, everybody. Bye-bye, Nuffle.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Todd Albaugh Show.
Happy Labor Day to you. So there are companies out there who do value the worker, but there are a lot who still don't. And that's why I think it's so important to stop today and remember those who fought so hard and what this day is about. Yes, go out, have a beer, have a brat, enjoy it. But take a minute to pause, reflect, and say thanks to all those people who sacrificed for working people.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.